Across Armenia, brown bears are suffering in silence, locked in tiny cages outside restaurants, factories, and even bus depots. Many spend years pacing endlessly, biting the bars, desperate to escape. International Animal Rescue is working to change that. Their mission is simple: rescue every last captive bear. So far, they've saved 56 bears. Each one receives urgent veterinary care, rehabilitation, and, whenever possible, a return to the wild. For those too traumatized or injured to survive alone, they've created two purpose-built sanctuaries, safe places where bears can finally feel grass beneath their feet, forage naturally, and recover in peace. With your support, they can fund life-saving rescue missions, expert medical care, and lifelong sanctuary for bears who have nowhere else to go. Search the Great Bear Rescue online or follow International Animal Rescue on social media to find out more.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. So much talk about Phillies go down in Boston last night. Painter bounced back. Crawford, his second home run. But the bats, specifically the right-hand bats, didn't do enough. So Phillies lose. Exit interviews continue for the Flyers. Tockett spoke yesterday. And, of course, now we await to see what Bob Myers does in his role in trying to find the next leader of the 76ers. So a lot to discuss. But I can't wait for tonight. I love the schedule release. I wrote about it in my newsletter. It's one of my favorite days of the year, the NFL schedule release. We've had some leaks. We know the Eagles will be in London in week 5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we know they're going to play on Thanksgiving this year against the Dallas Cowboys, of course, in Dallas. So we know two things of the Eagles schedule. More will leak out, I'm sure. There's a leak, a reporter for NBC Sports Philadelphia who was kind of on the Thanksgiving thing and a couple others. He had Eagles Bears week 3, so we'll see about all that. But with the Eagles schedule, we're getting national leaks, where we're getting announcements, not even leaks. I mean, leaks are when a reporter gets the story quick before anybody else. But an announcement is when the network says, hey, this is our schedule. Like, let's just use an example. Thanksgiving, we know, is going to be the Bears and the Lions, the Eagles and the Cowboys, the Bills and the Chiefs. That is a heck of a Thanksgiving slate. But I've wondered this for a while, just in my own brain. And I also was furthered by reading Chuck Klosterman's football book, which if you love football as much as I do, if you like Chuck as an author, which I did anyway, and then you combine the two, excellent book. He was, he's one of my favorite authors, so I expected to enjoy the book. He was even better on football than I thought he would be. You could tell he loves the game of football. It came through the book. So I recommend it. But one of the themes of the book is, eventually will football cannibalize itself? Will it go too far? Will the networks go too far? Will the league go too far in the way they, in what they ask of people and how they change tradition? And how they change viewing habits for the maybe better in the short term, but the worse in the long term. And when I saw this NFL schedule and some of the announcements that have been made so far, it made me think of Chuck. It made me think of the book. And it made me think of what the NFL is doing here with its schedule. So the question on my mind today is, has the NFL gone too far? And is the NFL going too far with the schedule and how they are really destroying Sunday? They are taking NFL Sundays and whittling it down to just extra standalone windows they could create throughout the week. Whether that standalone window be a 9:30 a.m. international game, whether that standalone window be a Black Friday game, whether that standalone window be a Saturday evening game late in the season, whether that standalone window be now a Thanksgiving Eve football game. The NFL is creating standalone windows. We're going to play two Wednesday football games this year. We're going to play a Friday football game this year. We are going to play a bunch of individual moment Saturday games late in the season this year. They are changing the viewing habits of the big-time NFL fan. And they're taking it from, you watch all the games to you watch all the games all by themselves. And that is a difference. And look, they've been doing this little by little by little for years, but now it's going to a degree where I think they're going overboard. So there's two elements of this. I want to start here with the days of the week and the ask of the fan. And then I want to get to the mechanism by how they're delivering the games and why that might even be the bigger problem long-term for NFL health. So let's start with where we're at now and talking about all the days and all the games. So everybody's different. We're all in different stages of life. We're all in different places in terms of our viewing habits. I come from a unique perspective to where, number one, I love football. Number two, I love watching sports on TV, just like most people. And number three, it's my job. So I am going to make a conscious effort to have an eye on any game that I think matters for us, for the show, for really anything. But I mean, the NFL is the biggest sport. It's the one we talk about the most. It's the one there's the most eyeballs on. So I owe it to you. I owe it to myself to watch as much as I can. And I like it anyway. So I'm going to watch it. But I also am a regular person, not just a football watching robot, right? And I think you probably fit in the same bill. No matter what you do for a living, how much you love football, you're a regular person too. And there was something nice about the rhythm of the NFL week, even when it was growing, but still manageable. What I mean by that is a Thursday night game. You get Friday night off the NFL, you get Saturday off the NFL, and then you buckle in for basically 11 hours on a Sunday. Whether you're going to an Eagles game or you're watching at home, and then you got the other games, and I'll watch the Red Zone, and I have NFL Sunday tickets, so I could do the, you know, when an Eagles play on a primetime game, I could do a, or especially play on a Monday or whatever, I could do the whole quad box on my TV and watch it all. But there's a rhythm to it, and that rhythm, I think, helps you as a fan plan for it, consume it, enjoy it, follow your fantasy football team alongside of it, and then also have the ability to decompress a little bit, take it a little bit away from football, think about what you've watched, do other things. I mean, like, I have kids. I'm married. You know, I think a lot of people fall in a similar boat. Like, are you going to devote in front of the TV, active watching, to Wednesday, to Thursday, to Friday, to Saturday, to Sunday, to Monday? The only game, the only day of the week this coming season where there is not scheduled to be an NFL game is Tuesday. And that's basically because they can't figure out a way to do it. Otherwise, they'll do it. And when they can figure out a way to do it, they'll do that too. You know, I'm of two minds on this. One, I love football. And I am going to probably find a way to manage it to where I could pay attention to all these games anyway. I'm going to make it work. Now, am I going to have full eyeballs on every game that doesn't pertain to the Eagles? Probably not. And there's probably going to be a game or two that's just sitting on the iPad in the corner of the kitchen while I'm cooking dinner, or I'm cleaning up, or I'm doing whatever. Or the AirPod in my ear while it's on the phone as I'm walking around the house or doing laundry or, you know, helping everybody out. But they're asking a lot of the fan. They're asking a lot. And I understand why they're doing it. They want to create big standalone windows. They want to dominate. But in Chuck Klosterman's book, he talked about how eventually the NFL will cannibalize itself. They'll go too far. And they'll eventually make it to where someone could say, ah, I could skip this one. And the NFL, for a long time, had a must-see quality to where you couldn't miss it. And I think the one of the biggest reasons why it felt that way, because it was all on Sunday. All you had to do was devote one day of the week. You know, and look, they threw a Thursday and a Monday in there, but that was random. And it felt big because it was by itself. And maybe your team would get one or two of those a year. And it felt big. It felt big when it happened. But Sundays felt manageable, even though they were long, because you were just saying, all right, well, the other 6 days, I don't have to dive all in. But I dive all in on my fantasy. I dive all in on my betting. I dive it all on my team. I dive in the league. I dive in on being a football fanatic on Sunday. And now they're taking that Sunday and diluting it because they want to create Thursday, and they want to create Friday, and they want to create Wednesday, and they want to create all the days.
Across Armenia, brown bears are suffering in silence, locked in tiny cages outside restaurants, factories, and even bus depots. Many spend years pacing endlessly, biting the bars, desperate to escape. International Animal Rescue is working to change that. Their mission is simple: rescue every last captive bear. So far, they've saved 56 bears. Each one receives urgent veterinary care, rehabilitation, and, whenever possible, a return to the wild. For those too traumatized or injured to survive alone, they've created two purpose-built sanctuaries, safe places where bears can finally feel grass beneath their feet, forage naturally, and recover in peace. With your support, they can fund life-saving rescue missions, expert medical care, and lifelong sanctuary for bears who have nowhere else to go. Search the Great Bear Rescue online or follow International Animal Rescue on social media to find out more.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
And they're diluting the day that made the NFL the king in the United States. So that's the first thing that is just so obvious, and I don't love it. The second one, and I think this is actually the bigger deal, because, you know, technology is so great now. Like I was just talking about, I could have it on my phone, in my ear, on the iPad in the kitchen. I can consume the NFL on a Wednesday, like Thanksgiving Eve, the Rams and the Packers, my way, and enjoy it, but still, you know, not be the creep that is sitting down on the couch while, you know, my family's getting ready for Thanksgiving and pre-preparing all the meals on Thanksgiving Eve, and I'm sitting there watching Rams Packers all by myself in the living room. No, I could bring it on the iPad and it's in the kitchen and I'm there and I'm doing my thing, right? Because it's a game I want to pay attention to, but it's not a game that I have to sit down for and take notes. So, okay, that's not that big of a deal. What is a bigger deal and what is going to eventually hurt the NFL is how much they're pushing to streaming. I think it's wrong. I'll just say it that way. I think it's wrong. And look, it's their league. It's their objective to make money. They can do whatever the hell they want. That's their prerogative. But I think the NFL is making a mistake on this and one they're going to regret, because eventually there's going to be a streaming service where someone's like, you know what? I'm out, dude. I'm out. I have seven of them. It's not getting any cheaper. And I think the NFL and these companies have gotten into bed realizing if there's probably a breaking point where we got to put enough on there to people can't just do the trial and dump. You know, I, a few years ago when the NFL had their first playoff game on Peacock, right? I believe that was the Chiefs and the Dolphins when they had that really, really cold game where Tua and Mike McDaniel looked like they were going to die of hypothermia. And they looked miserable. Right? They didn't want to be there that game, right? That was the year the Chiefs rallied to get to the Super Bowl against the Niners as a 3 seed, and they beat the Niners. That's the Mahomes' last title a few years ago. So that, I subscribed to Peacock expressly for that football game. And then when the game ended, I canceled my subscription to Peacock. I didn't want it. I didn't need it. Well, now the NFL has ended up on these networks and these streaming services. So obviously wisened up to all this. And they started putting little by little 5 or 6 or 7 games that will be standalone throughout the season on these streaming services. You know, whether it be Netflix, which I have, Amazon Prime, which I have, Peacock, which I reluctantly have now. I didn't want it, but the Sixers, you know, first series, Celtics series forced me to get it. I just think at some point there was a story recently about how the NHL postseason first round was higher rated than the NBA. Why? You could probably find 10 factors. I do think one of them is, though, just the average sports fan goes home at night and pays a bunch of money for cable / probably 2 or 3 or 4 streaming services, whether they go with Amazon, whether they go with Netflix, whether they go with HBO, Peacock, Paramount, whatever they're choosing. Maybe pick 2 or 3 of those. Disney, right? 3 out of 6. Hulu, whatever they have. And then maybe they connect it with the cable they're still paying for because they got the internet and all that. And I think people go home at night and they're like, all right, let me put on TV. What's going on in the playoffs? And you know what they see on TNT and ESPN free? Or, free in a sense, but they're paying for it. They see the NHL postseason. And they say, oh, they keep scrolling. Oh, where's the Pistons game? Where's the Thunder? Where's the Spurs? I want to check out the NBA playoffs. Oh, I can't find it. They're not going to go unless they're a huge fan of that team and go seek out the Pistons and the Cavs on Prime. They're just not going to do it. And I think with the NFL, the more they do this, the more they're going to risk losing some that to that same thing. Saturday night in December, a couple weeks from Christmas. Am I going to go and seek out Peacock? Last year was Peacock for the Packers and the Ravens. I was like, ah, I'm good. I'm not subscribing to Peacock for this. You know, now I reluctantly have it. But I think the NFL is risking going too far with that combination, asking a lot more of fans to watch a lot more and a lot of extra days, and asking them to have every streaming service in the books. It's too much. It's too much. The NFL has always been the sport that they get more than just the local fan, right? I don't just watch the Eagles. I watch the Eagles intently. We talk about the Eagles, you know, in every way, shape, and form. But I love pro football, and I watch any pro football game on. But I liked it better when the NFL Sunday meant something. And the NFL Sunday is giving way to the NFL Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Monday. And Sundays are going to be less, I have to be in front of my television, and more, well, I'm not watching, whatever. I'll just watch the game on this day or that day. I think the NFL is making a long-term mistake here. Short-term gain, they think it's a long-term win. I think they're thinking about this a little bit backwards, and it's going to get them down the line. Not a fan of it as much as I am a fan of the releasing of the full NFL schedule. I can't wait for 8 p.m. tonight. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed, of course, is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to do on the midday show today. Giving away tickets to Phillies game again next Wednesday against the Reds. We'll tell you how you can win those. Go to the game with us with the midday show. Also, Phillies Fantastic Auction is going on. My newsletter, joe-gilio-beehiv.com. Check that out. There's so much for us to talk about on the newsletter, on the podcast, on the show. Stream it live on the Odyssey app. Of course, 94WIP on your radio and YouTube. You can watch us live and check out the video feed and the best clips as well, done by our video producer, Justin D'Orazio. So great stuff all around. Check it all out. I appreciate everyone watching, listening, subscribing. Anyway, you're part of what I do. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Across Armenia, brown bears are suffering in silence, locked in tiny cages outside restaurants, factories, and even bus depots. Many spend years pacing endlessly, biting the bars, desperate to escape. International Animal Rescue is working to change that. Their mission is simple: rescue every last captive bear. So far, they've saved 56 bears. Each one receives urgent veterinary care, rehabilitation, and, whenever possible, a return to the wild. For those too traumatized or injured to survive alone, they've created two purpose-built sanctuaries, safe places where bears can finally feel grass beneath their feet, forage naturally, and recover in peace. With your support, they can fund life-saving rescue missions, expert medical care, and lifelong sanctuary for bears who have nowhere else to go. Search the Great Bear Rescue online, or follow International Animal Rescue on social media to find out more.